Today we broadcast our third in this week's series of college application essays. Leo Stoshek writes about his early education at home in rural New York State.
I have lived on this hill, in these woods and fields, my entire life. Under full moons, my family and I have followed the tracks of deer, explored forgotten trails, and cross-country skied for miles. We have swum in cool waters on warm August evenings at moonrise, just as the fog was settling over the pond. Often on early spring nights, my mom would hand me a flashlight and head outside into the warm darkness. The peepers were calling, and she was out to look for them. Crouching on all fours, we would stalk the tiny and elusive frogs for hours. Eventually, if we got lucky, we'd catch sight of one, with its throat bulging larger than the frog itself. Holding our breaths, we would remain crouched there, enthralled, until the little frog jumped into the darkness. The shrill whistle of thousands of spring peepers resonated deep within me. Until I was 14 years old and attended school for the first time, the land we lived on was my classroom, and its occupants my teachers. So much was learned from building a terrarium, hatching a wood frog egg from a cold puddle, and observing its entire life cycle, or from observing the strange spiraling flight of a male woodcock's mating ritual in the field above our house. I found a dead deer once while walking in the woods. I collected the bones and reassembled the skeleton. Mine was a living education. As I got older, though, the vast woods and fields that were my classroom seemed to be shrinking. All I had known was woods, fields, and streams, and so I assumed in my young mind that most of the world looked this way. But as I spent more and more time away from home, in school, and in the city, my perception began to shift. The untouched wilderness of my childhood, once endless, now seemed to be a small island surrounded by the concrete world of humans. The night I knew this to be true was when I heard the coyotes for the second time in my life. Only recently had the eastern coyote returned to our area since they were eradicated. I awoke that night to the distant sound of a fire siren in the valley. There was nothing remarkable about this, but then I heard the excited yaps and howls of coyotes in the fields below our house, calling back. Witnessing nature calling out, trying to communicate with the machine, forced upon me the ultimate realization that it is almost impossible to escape the far-reaching influences of man. I cannot say where my life will take me. I do not know if one day I will return to this area and settle down. I do know, however, that part of me will always be here in this land that showed me the value of silence and reflection, educated me, and ultimately led me to realize its very fragility.
The college essay of Leo Stoshek, who attends the Alternative Community School in Ithaca, New York.